As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we've got to be on the line now. Got to be back on the line now, right? Here we are.
And we are on air. All right. Oh, my goodness. Well, another adventure in radio broadcasting. And welcome to our Wednesday, April the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, at least when the computers are going to allow me to do so. My name is certainly William Roberts. We've got news, lots of that today. Hard facts, we'll get into that too, and workable solutions perhaps as well. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. There are those that do not like freedom. There are those that make it exceedingly difficult to participate in this interactive talk radio system. My computer systems have been absolutely inundated with disasters and calamities, etc., for days now, over a month now. It's costing me a lot of money. May very well have to be a new computer on the scene. All of that doesn't bode well for the broadcast, that's for sure. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can always pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. I'm running kind of blind. I've got my laptop on a table behind me. Cannot see it. Patched into my mixing boards, trying to get up and increase the quality of the sound. But unfortunately, I can't see when your calls come in, so it's going to be hit and miss in the phone call business. But if you want to try, you can always throw it in there at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, or 866-841-1065. If you do call in, please stay on the line. I'll look out there, check on it from time to time. If you call in and then drop off and call in and drop off, I'll miss you, so you might as well save your trouble. But if you want to call in, again, it's 512-904-8014. Just understand that this is self-produced radio, so I don't have anybody sitting in the back room buffing her fingernails watching for the telephone to ring. And the other one is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Lots of news out there today. Precious metals, equities, U.S. dollar index all trade higher. Crude oil is high, but it is softening a little bit. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce involved in political campaigning. We're going to talk about that. Google, Skype, and Comcast, Verizon, all of them warring over net neutrality, getting involved with the Federal Communications Commission. Maoists agitating for their interests, and Superfund cleanup. Lots of stuff on the plate for this morning. As time allows, we'll go back into the history of law a little bit, go into the greater and deeper understanding of property and all the implications backwards and forwards of that. But before we go there, let's go here and go into our market report for Monday. That's not Monday. April the 5th. That's not right. Hold on a minute. That's not Monday. Where is my chart? It's got to be here someplace. Hold on a second, folks. Certainly not Monday, April the 5th. We started this out better yesterday. Let's see where the heck did it go. Well, we'll come back to the market report afterwards. This morning is going really swimmingly. Going really swimmingly here. Certainly not Monday, April the 5th. Gold is trading at 1,125. That's not right. 85.66. That's not right. 81.21. That's Monday's chart. What happened to today's chart? Didn't I tear that off? Must have torn it off. Let's see if I can find it here. Here it is. Great grief. Let's try it this way. Well, there's the break saving me. All right. I'll gain my composure and come back on the other side of these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Apologize for not being on the air yesterday, folks. Certainly could have been on the air yesterday. Was certainly ready to go on the air yesterday, but was not able to make that happen. So fortunately, we were able to get a rebroadcast going. But anyway, let's go into it a little bit here. See if I can cheer myself up. My word. I'm telling you, alligators. Got lots of them. This is the Wednesday, April the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, where we try to come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And again, our call-in number is 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access available to you on your telephone device, or if you'd like to listen online or on air, I guess on the telephone, you can dial in and select the correct option there and listen on your telephone. That's a good way to go. If you're out and about driving around, I guess you could listen on your cell phone. Just be very careful. Anyway, maybe you got one of them little iPod jobbies or some of the other little tippy-tappy things that come out of China, Malaysia, Korea, any other places. Also, you can call in conventionally, 866-841-1065 on our toll-free line, and that certainly would be handy for most. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news. No, I'm going to take that away from y'all. We're not going to do that anymore. I think I'm going to drop that from the show opening. I have gotten emails, and I have gotten emails aplenty, but unfortunately, I think some of the viruses and things that I'm getting are coming on board with the emails. And so there are some cretins out there that just can't seem to be friendly. They can't play well. They don't do well in the sandbox, folks. And so they take away everyone else's freedoms and liberties. Thank you for those, cretins. And we're certainly trying to find you. And when we do find you, you are going to be visited. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. You can always send your letters to me. This is the nicest way of going. No worms, no rootkits, no viruses, no bugs to detect or anything else. You can just, well, they might send anthrax. Good God. Maybe I shouldn't put out my post office box anymore either. William Roberts, post office box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. For those of you that are responsible adults, please feel free to access my mailbox. Once again, big shout out as always to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. I'm a great champion of freedom. I do believe that our rights end where the rights of another begin, however, and those that abuse those privileges are just further testimony as to why we do need government and why there is a need for a police agency of some sort or another. There are some that can't quite come into the 21st century. There are some that are still troglodytes or cavemen that need discipline on a regular basis, infantiles, children in our midst, and they're the ones that make the entire pool muddy for those of us who are responsible adults. So anybody that thinks that we're going to get away from government just because another day comes along down the week is sadly mistaken. I certainly wouldn't champion for no government, and I certainly wouldn't champion for no law either. Anywho, with all that behind us, let's go into the news for today. This was a rather interesting article, just a very brief one. Gives you another idea that we have to be careful when we start running out into the streets, you know, flooding down the streets, carrying your pitchforks and your torches. Quite often, behind every one of those kind of adventures, you're going to find the Marxists, and this is the case. Here's Thailand. Thailand's Abhis imposes emergency decree to control protests. By Tony Jordan, April the 7th, Bloomberg, Thai Prime Minister, that's Thailand, Thai Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjajiva, that's, sounds like the guy I was trying to talk to that, you know, answers the questions for Windows. I don't know, Abhisit Vejjajiva speaking, can I help you? No, you probably can't help me, and he didn't. Declared a state of emergency in Bangkok, giving the police and the armory expanded powers to control protests. There are ways of going about all of this, and there are certainly those that advocate protesting. If you want to look at a little bit of history, go back to the free speech movement in Berserkly, where students occupied all of the various and sundry administration buildings and other key buildings in sit-ins on university campuses, not only in Berserkly, but elsewhere around the United States, and had to be forcibly removed by the local gendarme. And in the end, it brought down the quality of education for all. It didn't really move us forward very far. But here we go. Abhis announced the decree after thousands of protesters, most of whom supported exiled former premier Thaksin Shinawatra, breached the parliament compound in Bangkok today. Breached the parliament compound. Have you ever seen the compound around the buildings in Washington, D.C.? I've seen photographs. 6 foot high, concertina topped. Chain link fences, concrete barricades. We got a compound in Washington that needs addressing too, huh? Anyway, Abhisit announced the decree. This is declaring states of emergency, my friends. And what does that do? It gives the police and the army expanded powers to control protest. Everybody saw the disturbing video about these, I don't know what you'd want to even call them, military people in the United States military. A couple of years ago, it's old news, but it was rather revealing video showing them from the air. That's really brave, isn't it? That's really brave, isn't it? Hovering in a helicopter, shooting civilians on the streets, blowing away a couple of Reuters reporters and others, children getting wounded and injured and everything. That's really brave, isn't it? Doesn't that make you feel proud, folks? Doesn't it make you feel proud when you take your money out of your taxes and ostensibly advance imperialism, colonialism, and police states elsewhere? Doesn't it make you feel very proud to be an American? Oh, I feel very proud this morning. Thailand last imposed an emergency decree for 13 days in April of last year after two people died and 135 were injured as demonstrators by the same anti-government group turned violent. The decree bans gatherings of more than five people and allows police to detain suspects without charge again. People come out in the streets, thousands of protesters, they come out in the streets, think they're going to overpower the New World Order by standing around the streets, getting agitated. And what happens? Emergency powers are declared. Police and army pour into the area. When they exhaust their potentials, they appeal to higher authority. Then they bring in the United Nations peacekeeping troops. And the next thing you know, we've got American helicopters flying over the cities of perhaps Bangkok, shooting down protesters on the streets. That's really progressive, isn't it? Isn't that the modern way to do things? I think not. Be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so again, we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local, and certainly when we look at something like these protests in Bangkok, I understand that this is the same sort of stuff that will go down on this in our country. You know, we all hear it so many times it almost makes me want to gag, but you know, we outnumber them, we outnumber them, you know, millions to one, right? Right. Unfortunately, it's been my experience watching them from afar as I have, this quote-unquote patriot movement ever since the mid-90s, I would say that about 99% of Americans are just fine and dandy. They couldn't give a flying molendo about this country, its continuance, or anything about our nation, our laws, our systems. Nothing seems to faze them. Nothing ever seems to reach them. They're not listening. They don't care. As long as they continue to get their, you know, as Mike Chambers says, three hots in a cot, they're fine. They're down with that. They're just ducky. It's okay. Buying and selling, marrying and giving and marrying, eating and drinking, and they knew not, and the flood came and took them all away. Such as it was in Noah's time, so as it is today. And to think that this is going to change just because people rush out to the hardware store and buy ammunition for their .22 is insanity. A well-regulated militia being essential. Emphasize well-regulated there. The last thing we want to have is a bunch of idiots running around on the street taking shots at everyone. They have no organization. They have virtually no organizational skills. They can scarcely get away for a three-day vacation and get back without an incident, a mishap, or having left something behind that became essential once they got there. They find themselves in national parks and in forest areas, lost. If it wasn't for their cell phone, they would have died. The battery went dead in their cell phone and the party demised. Fell in a river and drowned, fell off the back of a boat and drowned, hit themselves in the head with a water ski and drowned. I don't put a lot of faith in the generally dumb public to pull our bacon out of the fire at this time period. I think that it really devolves down upon, all as it always does, about 5 or 10% of the population. You know, 10 guys get hired, and before noon, one of them is going to be the superintendent or the foreman for the work crew. Works that way almost every time. 9 guys are willing to be, you know, led by one. If the one guy will just say when to take a break and when to go to lunch, and that's the end of the day, boys, pick up your tools. It's an amazing thing. It's a phenomenon. But I've seen it over and over again throughout my entire life. Let's go into this article here. I'll come back. Maybe we'll do the market report. Perhaps not. Gold's doing very well today, up $2.10. Trades at $1,136.40. The precious metals are all up nicely. But we'll come back to that, perhaps. Secret funding of the U.S. Chamber's political ads may be outlawed. This off of Bloomberg. Jonathan Salant and Mark Drajim. Interesting name, Mark. U.S. companies would lose their ability to secretly finance political advertising run by organizations such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce under a bill being considered by Democratic lawmakers. On the face of it, that looks pretty good. U.S. companies would lose their ability to secretly finance political advertising. Is it right that companies finance political advertising? Is it right that corporations can finance it? Well, they have an interest. They have a stake. They are legal fictions. They're considered persons in law. I suppose we would have to change that status before withdrawing that. A corporation could perhaps finance advertisements if it was in the corporate interest to do so. Certainly the board of directors that makes those kinds of decisions has to look out for the stockholders and the shareholders and the bondholders for their interests. But is it even an appropriate behavior for a company to be financing political advertising? Big question there. Let's look at the rest of the article here. The proposed legislation is a response to a Supreme Court ruling that allows corporations to spend unlimited amounts of their own money on political ads. The January 21st decision triggered concern that companies would funnel unprecedented sums of cash into the chamber's decades-old system of anonymously funded pro-business campaigns. Now, again, we've got the Chambres du Commerce on the plate here. Go back and do your web browsing, your research on the Chambres du Commerce. The rise of commercialism, mercantilism, the Uniform Commercial Code, living in the land of commerce, buying and selling. The United States Chamber of Commerce, very, very strong lobby, one of the largest, but it was originally intended to be so. This was one of the early strong moves of binding the capitalist, if you will, the entrepreneur, into an even stronger position in the system that they actually helped to create, parliamentarianism and all that. We studied this in detail. But again, the proposed legislation is a response to a Supreme Court ruling that allows corporations to spend unlimited amounts. How does that relate to a level playing field? You've got somebody locally that is willing to put their hat in the ring and step forward and say, hey, I think I might be able to do a little better job of this, bring some common sense to the issues. I'm well researched. I'm versed in all of these things. But unfortunately, you're not in bed with the corporations. We're going to cover another article today talking about poisoning and such like that, environmental disasters, Superfund cleanup. We'll get to that in a moment. But certainly we can see that undue influence by corporations has a way of influencing not only public opinion, but the outcome of elections. Barry the Usurper criticized the court opinion in his January 28th State of the Union address, saying it would open the floodgates for special interests. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? The bill, which would be introduced as early as next week, would require nonprofit groups, unions, and trade associations, including the chamber, to identify who pays for ads designed to sway opinion on candidates for federal office. Now, this is not quite the same as having a campaign committee where they go around and get $5, $10, $2,500, $2,000 donations from individuals. This is an opportunity for hundreds of thousands of dollars all of a sudden to be funneled into a particular campaign by someone like Monsanto or Comcast or Verizon or Google or Skype or anybody. The chamber is going to end up with at least one very undesirable element. Here's the element. The public is going to know exactly which corporations are major funders. Why is it that the chamber would be considering this as a very undesirable element? Why is it that it would be undesirable for the public to know exactly which corporations are the major funders of the campaigns? And we've been talking about principals, agents, and third parties. We've been examining this idea of representation, a representative system of government. We've been questioning is who is the principal in regards to our agent, the representatives, in a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, in a republic where the people, all the power resides with the people. Who are the representatives representing? You and me? Or Monsanto? Dow Chemical? ExxonMobil? Lyondell? and us. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, once again, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. We had a caller on the line, but he dropped. So do, when you do call in, give me enough time to come to you, and then just stay on the line until I can bring you up on the air. I can't juggle all the balls and be a bobble-headed doll in the whole process at the same time. So help me out. Realize that this is self-produced talk radio, and I'm running at a little bit of a disadvantage because of the layout difficulty today, trying to patch my laptop into the mixer and run all that. You know, I was debating all over the weekend as to whether I should just go out and buy a brand new computing system, but I'm really hesitant to do that. If, as I anticipate, I am actually being targeted by some clown or clowns trying to bring this broadcast to an end by superior knowledge and understanding of the computing system, then I can't see any value in putting a brand new computer at risk at this time. So we're kind of trying to run with Band-Aids and pitch and patch things together and keep responding. But unfortunately, it is really damaging the quality of the broadcast for you, the dear loyal listeners, the good folk out there, because my time over the last few days has been completely consumed dealing with software issues and computer issues and so on and so forth, which means that my library remains untouched and the material to come towards the table is very low. It's been about the case for the last month, so I apologize for all of that. Of course, it's not something of my own choosing or doing. We're just having to respond to malicious idiots. Anyway, let's go back into this. Actually, they're not idiots. They're brilliant. One of them is really bright, and he's given me a great fit. And then we're also dealing with some other stuff. Tried to bring up a Linux computer on the system, but we were unable to get a Skype program to run, trying to work with Skype. Now I'm going to have to help them debug their system for Linux. More of a time thief, more time wasting. I used to look in business and in management. I used to teach time management seminars and go around and work with business people about how to more effectively manage their time. And it was always one of the first things we would do is we would try and identify all the time thieves. Well, the internet, the computing systems in general, have become colossal time thieves. And even in those days, in the early 80s, when we were just coming on with AutoCAD and DCA and other computing software and things like that, so much time was wasted by the employees with the computers that it was really questionable as to whether this was a cost-saving process. It's not quite the same when you sit down to a set of books. Let's say if you're a bookkeeper, an accountant, and you've got your pen and your paper and you've got all of the bills and the receipts and you post everything manually and you go back and you look over it all and use a calculator and calculate out the bottom line. But boy, can you ever waste a day fiddling with a computer, and especially one that's being bulky. Big time thieves. Major time thieves, colossal time thieves. Think about how many times you would sit down and actually write a letter to a friend, as opposed to how many times you'll post on a tweet or in an email or things like that, and how much of your time is just given over to endless tippy-tappy on the keyboard, as opposed to sitting down and writing a meaningful letter once or twice a month to your mother or something. Anyway, all that having been said, back into the article. Again, we're looking at the Chamber of Commerce involved in this. The nation's biggest lobbying group, the Chamber, Chambres de Commerce. This is the beginning of pluralism. This is, goes way back. The idea that we would actually no longer be run by governments. We'd no longer run our big U.S. corporation by government. But we would allow interest groups, fragments, parties and factions to run government. That's why when you call into your senator's office or your state representative's office, they always ask you, well, who do you represent? Who are you calling for? I don't represent anybody. I represent my own interests. I'm calling for me. I'm calling for my children. I'm calling for my grandchildren. I don't have those, but you know, you could say that. If you do, you could say it honestly. But you could be thinking about other people's children and grandchildren. I'm calling for the future. Hello, my name is Will. I'm representing the future. Anyway, the chamber is going to end up with at least one very undesirable element. The public is going to know who, exactly which corporations are the major funders. And the nation's biggest lobbying group, the chamber, spent $47 million on so-called issue advertising last year. So-called issue advertising last year, mostly on health care policy. You see why your senators didn't care? When you called, talking about the health care? You see why your state representatives, your House of Representatives, your U.S. Congress whores didn't care when you called up? You weren't spending $47 million on so-called advertising issues, health care policy. According to Condar's Media Campaign Media Analysis Group in Arlington, Virginia, the chamber has said it plans to spend $50 million on candidate-focused ads alone this year. $50 million. We're going to have a money bomb. Somebody called Trevor Lyman. Let's have a money bomb. Let's send up another peace blimp, right? An additional $144 million of chamber spending went for lobbying last year. And, of course, a lot of that lobbying money went for the Clean Air and Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, the cap and trade system. some for it and some against it. An additional $144 million chamber spending went for lobbying last year, more than five times that of the second largest spender, ExxonMobil Corporation. That spending isn't affected by the court ruling or proposed legislation. That spending isn't affected by the court ruling or proposed legislation. So, in other words, that's going to continue regardless of the outcome of this article and the legislation it's discussing. Unilateral disarmament. The chamber had fought for what it called the suppression of company participation in elections. A little bit low there. Maybe I'll bring my volume up a bit higher. Kind of running through various and sundry things here. Maybe we can do it this way. Go one, two, three, four. There you go. That's a little better. A little louder there. Okay, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it'll be a little louder now. Okay, continuing along. Sorry you had to adjust your dial. I'm trying to adjust mine. Citizens United is being used as a pretext to pursue much broader regulations of the private sector in the political arena, said Stephen Law, the chamber's general counsel. Isn't that curious? Stephen Law, a lawyer. Well, that's fitting, I guess. Dr. Doom. A little bit further along here, their interest is to intimidate the business community into unilateral disarmament while allowing unions to spend millions of dollars, he said. Stephen Law said. So on the one hand, you've got the businesses, and they're doing everything they can to protect their interests, and why wouldn't they? And on the other hand, you've got the unions spending millions of dollars to protect their interests, and of course, why wouldn't they? But you and I are not able to do that, are we? And so we are subject then to this whipsaw between labor and commerce and commerce and labor and commerce. Because they have the door, they have the ear, they have the eye and the mind of government, and we haven't, and government has forgotten about us entirely because of that reason. The love of money being the root of all evil. Should Congress fail to act, quote, the vast majority of corporate money will move through trade associations and independent organizations, said Michael Toner, a former Republican chairman of the Federal Election Commission and a partner at the Bryan Cave LLP in Washington, a former Republican chairman of the Federal Elections Commission, and a partner at Bryan Cave LLP in Washington. See how that works? This is called the revolving door. Why do people take these $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 jobs working for government? It's because they can get a $1 million job working in the private sector after a few years of experience in the government. Once they figure out whose palms need to be greased and who are all the secretaries and when everybody's birthdays are and where their favorite watering hole is and where they like to eat dinner, more problems to deal with. Should Congress fail to act, the vast majority of corporate money will move through trade associations and independent organizations. You don't want a disclaimer to say, paid for by ExxonMobil, talking about your advertisings, you know, that you see in the newspaper, the little slips of paper that come in your mailbox from the various politicians. You don't want a disclaimer to say paid for by ExxonMobil. It's far more effective to say paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Deceptive advertising, maybe? I think so. Representative Chris Van Hollen, American Maryland Democrat, and Democratic Senator Charles Schumer, old Chucky, said in February they plan to introduce the legislation. Quote, we're exploring ways to enhance transparency, of course, if you remember, from our studies, perestroika is another word for transparency. Glasnost, Mikhail Gorbachev, the greening of America. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again, sliding into the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. And for all of you out there that do know who Sean is, a.k.a. Surplus, in the Oracle Broadcasting chat rooms and elsewhere, next time you see him in the chat room, please be sure and thank him for me, would you please? He's donated well over 20 hours, probably more closer to 30 hours, trying to help me to get through all of these various and sundry bugs and stuff. I find him exceedingly intelligent. When it comes to all things computer, he is a wizard. He really is sharp. He understands Linux exceedingly well. And he has been trying everything and anything that we can do. We had it all up and running just as sweet as could be on Friday. Saturday, we did the Oracle Unleashed broadcast off of a Linux-driven system, and it went off flawlessly. But overnight, gremlins appeared. So on Sunday, tried to call in and chime in a little bit with Michael Vail on the Vantage Point and Doug Owen after the excellent interview. If you hadn't heard it, go back and check his website or get the archive copy for the Vantage Point with Michael Vail interviewing Thomas P.M. Barnett in the first hour of his two-hour broadcast. And then Doug came on and I called in, but I was unable to connect with Skype for whatever reason, so that started the challenge again. We found, I believe I can't say we, certainly Sean has found a bug in a Skype application, a new beta software that Skype has put out to for Linux users. But if you haven't seen Linux, you might go up and take a look at it, folks. I don't want to just be out there banging the gong here, but I've looked at it, and it reminds me of the early days in computing, when computing was completely open, accessible to you, and you actually mattered. Been looking at and shopping for new computers for the broadcast here, and my Lord, the list of new software. You know, it's not just buying a new computer, then you have to deal with all of the new software. I don't know what's wrong with XP Pro. I certainly find no problem with it at all. I certainly enjoy using Word for Windows, you know, in my email system. It works out just ducky. But no, that wasn't good enough. They have to change it all the time. And so now, if I do upgrade and buy another one of these overpriced Chinese computers, I'm going to have to deal with a whole panoply of brand new software, and I hope most of it will very likely will be compatible with older software, but my mind won't be. And I asked the sales clerk when I called in to find out about whether they had XYZ computer, and they did. Whether or not it came with manuals, of course, there's no manuals. That means you have to go to the help screens all the time as you try and relearn something. I love manuals. I don't know about you, but I can just about fix anything if I've got the manual. No manuals available. Do they have all the software on disks so that I have backup disks? No, but you can buy them from Windows. Yeah, you can buy a lot of things. But when you're buying a computer and you're being challenged all the time and it crashes or you have to start it over again, you don't want to be fumbling around for absent disks, waiting 2, 3, 4 days or a week to get the disks, you know, operating system disks and stuff like that. Even though I have a perfectly operable computers, I can't get any of the software disks because they're obsolete, 4 years old or older. Obsolete. This is where we're going. I think we just about close out on this Chamber of Commerce article, but let's go a little bit further here. Corporations may be the one institution less popular than Congress, Gherkin said. Those well-funded campaigns may be far less popular if people knew who was funding them. It is critical that campaign finance laws include some transparency provisions. There's transparency again. So the American public knows who is contributing to a candidate's campaign. And there's truth to that. We'd all like to have that answer. But then again, when it gets down to the small guy, let's say my campaign here for county committee man in my precinct, you know, I'm going to have to file all these public disclosure paperworks and all of that. And if somebody gives me a $10 bill, I got to give them the receipt and get all their work information and get their shoe size and how they dress in their slacks, if you know what I mean. And anyway, it's just ridiculous, ridiculous, but that's the way it goes. The chamber weighed in this year during the Massachusetts special election that sent Republican Scott Brown, yeah, the man with the pickup truck, listen to this one, found this rather interesting. Chamber weighed in this year during the Massachusetts special election that sent Republican, you know, Tea Party, teabagger, Scott Brown to the Senate to replace the late Edward M. Kennedy. No, he wasn't late, he hung around far too long, breaking the Democrats' filibuster-proof majority. The business group spent $1 million urging voters to call Scott Brown and thank him for supporting a plan to fix our economy. There's the man with the pickup truck picking up $1 million on the side from the Chambre de Commerce. The big dog? Election after election has proven that the chamber is the big dog, said Mike Gerke, a spokesman for the Washington-based Union Federation Change to Win, which supports disclosing contributors. People, here's the quote, people who are worried about corporate influence in elections need to be worried about the chamber. Well, that's where it goes. Some companies do report their contributions to the chamber, including Intel Corporation, the world's biggest semiconductor maker, which says it gave $286,583 to the Chamber of Commerce in 2008. Well, there's that article. Google in the news? It ought to be in the news. Google Skype set back as a ruling puts the web in no man's land. This off of Bloomberg New News. Todd Shields writes for Bloomberg. Google Incorporated, Skype Technologies SA, and companies that have pressed for a free flow of internet traffic suffered a setback when a court ruling undermined the government's role in overseeing the web. This is a convoluted article. It goes back and forth. You have to read it a couple of times. I have. In a decision yesterday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit said the Federal Communications Commission didn't have authority to regulate Internet management practices by Comcast Corp., the largest U.S. cable company. This is a reversal. In other words, there was an appeal, and then the decision of the previous court was reversed. Backed by companies including Google, FCC officials have pushed for rules that bar network owners such as Comcast and AT&T from limiting web traffic. Regulators now will have to redouble efforts to assert control over the Internet. This idea of Comcast and AT&T, you know, they own the wire. It comes to your house. Of course, a lot of the wire that comes to your house was installed in the ground with grants and aid, federal and state grants and aid, to expand the network, the smart grid, the planetary skin, interdependency, interoperability, interconnectivity, interconnected world that we live in, as Thomas Barnett stated. Regulators, again, now will have to redouble efforts to assert control over the Internet. The decision puts the Internet, a critical part of Americans' business, into no man's land, whatever that means. Comcast's victory may intensify the debate over the role network owners can play in managing information flow over the web. It's important. Companies such as Comcast have said regulators shouldn't burden them with more rules and that competition will assure an open Internet. So you can see it going from free access to Skype and free unlimited long-distance calling to perhaps $50, $60, $70 a month, just like your telephone provider. So all of us out here in Internet land that use Skype technology to make our long-distance calls and make broadcasts like these possible may wind up spending far, far more on a monthly basis to make it competitive with Comcast and AT&T. We're trying to set up a framework so that the government has the tools to intervene should they find conduct that harms consumers. What kind of conduct might harm consumers? Well, one of the conducts that might harm consumers is that with Skype, you can't call 911. Who cares? That'd be the last number I'd ever dial. But that might harm consumers, wouldn't it? Your two-year-old wouldn't be able to pick up the phone and dial 911. That's right. Comcast's victory may intensify debate over the role network owners can play again in managing information flow over the web. Companies such as Comcast have said regulators shouldn't burden them with more rules and that competition will ensure an open Internet. Well, everyone's for free markets. Unless the doors are to freedom are closed. Let's go a little further. It says web service providers can't be left to favor some kind of traffic over others. In the action voided by the court yesterday, the FCC had censored Comcast for blocking subscribers using peer-to-peer software, often to view videos. Well, there's more to come on the other side. Thanks for listening to the first hour. We'll be back in a few moments for hour number two. Stay tuned.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracalebroadcasting.com. Of course, you all know my name is William Roberts, always that, not going to change it. Lots of good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Anyway, we didn't cover the market reports. Let's cover the market reports, and we'll come back to this Google article. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time now, 2 hours ago. Where it is today, where it is now, I don't know. I'll have to go back and find out after the broadcast. But from various sources, gold was trading at that time at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up $2.10 at $1,136.40 an ounce. Silver was up 5 cents, trading at $17.95. It's been back and forth over the top of 18 for a couple of days here now. Platinum moved up strongly, $6 more at $1,705 an ounce. Have you been watching platinum? Go up on the Kitco.com website and take a 12-month look at that. Boy, if you'd had your money in platinum, you'd have made some money. Lately, lows around $800, now $1,705, you've doubled your money. In a year, you didn't have to wait 10 years for it to happen. Palladium moves up $2, trades above $500 an ounce, now at $507 even in palladium. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, $1,131.90 for a low, $1,139.60 for a high, about a $10 spread, but a lot of action in there. But at $1,136.40, your gold is up year-to-year $267.60 an ounce for a 30.80% return on your investment in those shiny gold bullion coins. The London Gold Fix this morning, boy, these guys are under pressure, and I like to see that. London Gold Fix, the LBMA, the silver price fixers as well. Lots of action going on there. Andrew McGuire, thank you, sir, for bringing us the real news. But as we've all anticipated, it is a rigged market, even in the precious metals. But the London Gold Fix, the boys in London this morning set the price at $1,133.25, and it's trading right on in that vicinity right now. As it would, if you can have the ability to fix the market, you know, that's going to be the price, folks. The SPDR gold shares, that's GLD on the net, still have unchanged from Monday, 1,129.82 tons, holding 1,129.82 tons of gold, ostensibly. How much of that is real or not is to be determined. Big Paulson Corp is in there strong. China's in there big time, too. But they're holding about $41.13 billion. Look at their prospectus and check out that date, 11 of 11 of 11. It seems significant to me. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday. Closed off four yesterday at 10,970. NASDAQ was off 7, closing at 2437, and the S&P was up 2 at 1189. Crude oil, big one this morning. Watch crude. It's moving down 77 cents a barrel, but it's still at 86.07 a barrel. Have you noticed an increase in cost of diesel fuel near you and gasoline as well? The U.S. dollar index was up strong, 33 basis points, trading at 81.69 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website this morning. And that rolls over into the Forex today. Big news, good news, I guess. Good news for the Canadians, bad news for the Americans. The Canadian loonie, also known as the Canadian dollar, is at parity with the U.S. dollar. Used to be able to go to Canada. Every time I went to Canada, it seemed like everything was free, man. The U.S. dollar would buy you almost 1.5 times as much as the Canadian dollar would buy you. Gasoline was, like, cheap. Not anymore. Canadian dollar, the loonie, at parity with the U.S. buck. Well, we'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so the gist of this article, back into it again on our Wednesday, April the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday. Joining our audiences now out of Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, AM 1710, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and Radio Liberty, or Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Back into this article. We're looking at this article off of Bloomberg. Todd Shields writing for Bloomberg. Today, new news, Google Skype set back as a ruling puts web in no man's land. Web service providers can be left to favor some kinds of traffic over others. So they get a chance, the web service provider, the people that own the cable to your house, the guy that picks up the bill, you know, who do you buy your web from? Who do you buy your web time from? Have you ever noticed all the taxes that are associated with your telephone bill? Dollars and dollars and dollars and dollars of taxes and connectivities and grants and aid and help out here and help out. I mean, we rail against the banks, and yet you multiply the number of households in America against all of these taxes on your telephone bill. I'm ready to not pull the plug. I'm so sick and tired of this pilfering my life with this thing. It's unbelievable. Paying almost $100 a month just for this. This is ridiculous. Give me a break. Those prices need to be, if you're going to get any regulation, that's the place to get it. If they want to go to a interoperable GIS, GPS, global governance system, they're going to have to get the price down where the average man isn't being bled to death. But you know, this is just another form of taxation. First, they're going to lock you up in your house and with all the porno and games and tippy-tabbies that you could ever play with. And then they're going to steal every little dime that they can from you to make it happen. Oh. Whole thing is sick. Yesterday's reversal creates a dangerous situation, one where the health and the openness of the Internet is being held hostage. Listen to the language there, folks. The health of the Internet, the health. There's no health to the Internet. Health. We're talking about fiber optic cables. We're talking about computers. I guess that's what they call them, viruses and bugs. The health. The health and the openness of the Internet is being held hostage to the behavior of telephone and cable companies that own the wires used for Internet traffic to homes and businesses, the Open Internet Coalition said in an emailed statement. The FCC needs to clarify its power and should claim authority over Internet service providers under the same rules used for telephone service, said the coalition. Left, right. Left, right. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. More government control of the Internet. You want to have the FCC involved in the Internet? How about the FCC's control of radio and shortwave and ham radio and even your little handy talkies, as John Moore calls them? They're walkie talkies, but they're handy talkies, according to some. The FCC is all over you. Why do we need more government regulation? Why don't we have less government regulation? Well, because if you don't have government regulation, I guess, idiots will prevail. So let's continue. Not really idiots, they're the Sharpies. But have you ever wondered, folks, you know, you have to accept, well, you don't have to accept these updates, but you get these updates all the time from Windows and everybody else, HP and others. And they always update your computer, you know, here's, you know, you got these 35,000, you know, continuous email updates, you know, update, update, update. And 3 days later, your computer doesn't run at all. You know, what did I load? I mean, do you go in and look at the source code and track down through it, you know? They're always talking about security patches, security patches, security patches. And so many patches on my tire, it's time for a new inner tube. Well, you go out and buy a new inner tube, like I said, you buy a new computer. I have to do a disk map on it and see just how much of the computer's memory, how much of the computer space is taken up by all the software that's loaded on by the software providers, the computer sellers or distributors or whatever they do. We went through and we put Linux on this Dell computer that I've got here beside me and looked at the map, and there was just a little thin red line. All the software it takes to run this system, just a little teeny thin red line went over, looked at my other computer, and it's like the biggest chunk of the pie is taken up in all the software. What's with that? If one system can run with just this little teeny slice and leave you all the rest for high speed, you know, bandwidth or whatever you want to call it, why would you want to go out and buy it? You know, that's why they need terabytes on your personal desktop computer, is to hold all of this software that's in there. What's all that software doing anyway? You need all that software to run, you know, to type a letter, send an email, the things we use, browse the web? I'm telling you, you don't. What's all that extra software doing in there? What's it doing that you don't know about? Anyway, let's continue along here. Applying the regulations that govern more closely regulated phone services would give the FCC new grounds to do things like bar internet service providers from favoring certain kinds of content over others. You get a surcharge on your phone bill for listening to Oracle, right? The FCC, led by Democrats, has scheduled a comment period that ends tomorrow on net neutrality rules. Nice to know that you had a lot of lead time on that one, huh? It ends tomorrow, folks. If you don't like it or if you want to get your word on it, you might as well go up on the FCC's website and check it out for yourself. Close this out. Ben Scott, policy director of the advocacy group Free Press, that challenged Comcast, said yesterday's decision leaves FCC chairman Julius Genachowski, I wonder if he's any relation to the rest of the skis anyway, powerless to stop people from blocking websites unless he acts to reassert his authority. You're going to be able to log on to the internet one of these mornings and find that you can't get Oracle. That's nice. That's the life we live. Here's another one. Rather lengthy article. We've got some studies I'd like to go to today if we have time on property, but we'll just take this article too because it's important. Tiffany Carey writes this for Bloomberg New News, April 7th. Environmentalist Jeff Spolestra says an 80-mile stretch of the Kalamazoo River that runs through toxin-laced land in southwestern Michigan was on its way to becoming safe again. Now, you all know my position on this environmental, the green weenies. But at the same time, I understand the issues pretty well. Back in the later than 1980, I was working as an engineering designer for a company called URS, which at the time was billed as the largest multidisciplinary engineering firm in the world. And one of the contracts, I guess you could say, that one of our divisions had was the Superfund cleanup work. And then later, working with a land surveying company, I was part of a field crew that went out mapping one of these toxic waste sites in, actually, virtually, downtown Seattle. Some clown had been buying hazardous waste and hiding it all in there behind a tall fence, and he had just barrels and barrels and barrels and barrels and barrels of stuff he said he was disposing, but he didn't dispose of it. He just took the money and ran and then left the dump site virtually near the downtown of Seattle. Nobody knew about it because it was hidden behind a big fence, but I knew about it when we had to go in and get suited up in an EPA trailer, wearing the plastic suits and the respirators and the rubber boots and everything duct taped together, and then go in and map that site out. But anyway, let's go back to the article here again. Environmentalist Jeff Spolstra. Well, there's Frank. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I'm returning once again. Just can't seem to quite get it out of my mind. You know, I actually spend more money annually on internet connection and telephone service than I do on heating my home or buying diesel fuel for my truck. That's right. Go figure. When I was young, first on my own, couldn't afford a telephone, even though the connection was very inexpensive, but there was a payphone at the corner. So when I wanted to make a call, I could go down the corner and drop a quarter in the slot, probably 10 cents in those days. Anyway, place the call. And if it was a local call, at the end of the call, the little dime dropped right back in the cup, and you could walk home, back to the apartment, block away. And there you go, telephone call. Done. And no cost to you, really, virtually. If it was a toll charge, you'd have to have a pocket full of pennies or something to add a little more nickels, dimes, and quarters, all they would take. But nevertheless, as things progressed and my life progressed, you know, you could get a telephone and you installed it in your house, it'd be like $8-9 a month. Of course, you know, you're getting paid $2 or $3 an hour, but you know, your dollars went a lot further in those days, but nonetheless, a couple of bucks for a telephone. The idea of spending, you know, I had one of my first apartments was $50 a month. I had a really nice little apartment for $80 a month. I'm paying over that right now just for the telephone, the internet. When you start adding all this stuff up, you know, in my opinion, these are all these taxes. This is the way that by taxing your money away from you, what do the taxes do? You know, well, it reduces, pays the debt. Well, partly. Largely what the taxes do, the more tax they can assess upon you and that you pay, voluntary or unknowingly, all the embedded taxes, it diminishes the your purchasing ability, your ability to buy things, but it hides, it masks the felt or the perceived impact of inflation. So they can keep jiggling and adjusting the taxes higher and higher and higher. You have less and less out there, so you don't see inflation as badly. You don't feel it as badly. Anyway, back to this article. Lyondell leaves Kalamazoo poisoned as bankruptcies mark cleanups. We can go into bankruptcies. There's just so much in this textbook we've been working out of Dilbu and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, on bankruptcy. Bankruptcy comes up in almost every aspect of business law. It's all throughout everything in there. We'll talk a little bit about it, property today, if we have time. This is a lengthy article, though. It'll take a while to go through it. Again, environmentalist Jeff Spolstra says an 80-mile stretch of the Kalamazoo River that runs through toxin-laced land in southwestern Michigan was on its way to becoming safe again. Now, this guy, Jeff Spolstra, we're going to find in this article that he's hooked up with one of these watershed groups. You know, he might be a nice guy. He might be on the right track here. But it really is kind of a six of one and half a dozen of other. You got to look at each of these issues very carefully. And I've fought on both sides of this issue, championing for environmental causes as well as for the developer and for the businesses. But continuing, it says, the area, once home to the Potawatomi Indians and the Dutch celery farmers, as if that makes any difference to the article, was finally on the verge of getting cleaned up. Then in January of 2009, Lyondell Chemical Company filed for bankruptcy protection. This is really important here. This is the gist of this article. You've been hearing about all these bankruptcies, right? All these companies out there that's too big to fail, and the ones that aren't. And Lyondell fell into that category, not too big to fail. The Houston-based petrochemical giant, we're going to find out that Lyondell is although it's Houston-based, it's owned out of Rotterdam. But let's go on. That's Dutch, folks. The Houston-based petrochemical giant argued in court that as it reorganized, it could avoid what the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said were about $2.5 billion in cleanup costs for the river, which flows into Lake Michigan, and another $2.5 billion in liabilities at 10 other polluted spots across the country. So you've got the Environmental Protection Agency, and as many say, there are draconian rules. And then you've got the corporate interest. You've got the stockholders. They're out there, you know, sitting in there in pajamas this morning, buying stocks on the internet. And then you've got the bondholders. They're the people that really hold the debt on the whole show. They've got big money, and they invested in a different level. They're the owners, if you will, the creditors of these corporations. And continuing here, but then you've got the interest of the corporation, but then at the same time, you also have the interest of the people. You know, here we are all over the world. We're in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, Tibetan, sounds like a Stevie Wonder song, all over Africa, South America, United States companies all over the place. Well, at one time, early on in our development, we were a developing nation, 13 colonies. Perched on the eastern seaboard of the continent. And so the developers started to come in, and boy, did they. They flowed in. And those like DuPont and others, and Westinghouse and GE, and they made horrific messes wherever they went. Actually, all they were doing was just extracting land. You know, they were extracting the resources out of the soil, creating jobs. Corporate towns sprung up around Ford's plants and General Motors plants and all their other auto plants and so on and so forth, and all the auxiliaries, the rubber makers and the tire makers and the battery makers and so on and so forth, and boiler makers. Of course, that's going to have to wait until happy hour. But continuing here, in the article, in January of 2009, Lyondell Chemical filed for bankruptcy. So this changes the dynamic. The filing threw the EPA's plan into a turmoil. Bloomberg Markets Magazine reports it in its May issue. About 47,000 hazardous waste sites were fouling U.S. air, land, and water at the end of 2007. And before you just let that go in one ear and out the other, because of the certain involvement that I have had with engineering, and a good friend of mine being intimately involved in mapping out and developing GIS, GPS systems in relationship to the hazardous waste sites, not only in the United States, but on the Northern Hemisphere and elsewhere. Some of these places, folks, are hidden away so carefully you would never even know they existed. He told me one time in a telephone call about a site that he was working on. There was some 20 or more miles in on a gravel road. And then you would just think this gravel road went on endlessly. And then all of a sudden it would turn into a paved section of road. And the next thing you know, you came to regular steel gates. Some of you out in the farm country know what I'm talking about, pipe gates. And then when you go through the pipe gates, you'd come along to real gates, big stuff. and you continue along, and then you come to guard towers and automated gates, and then you would drive for several more miles in, and finally you'd get to the disposal sites. And these places were so toxic that from the air, if you were mapping them out, they would just come up as glowing red spots on maps. And they had so much stuff in there that was absolutely dreadfully lethal and toxic that only you'd have to almost be insane to work for a company that would go in and map and catalog and identify that stuff. But it paid well, and so he did it. But about 47,000 hazardous waste sites fouling U.S. air, land, and water at the end of 2007. So this is real stuff. The latest EPA figures show states reeling from $196 billion in deficits this year can't handle the cleanup costs. So we hear about California going down, you know, the economy's going down, and what, Michigan, you know, Ohio, other states all across the union, losing the ability to finance themselves, losing the ability to fund, not having any tax money. Well, these things are impacted too. And when these things get impacted, you're going to be impacted. We'll be right back.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, so we've returned once again and look at this article. You can find the article. It's several pages long. I think it's 10 pages long on the Internet. It was 5 pages when I downloaded it to and converted it over to a Word format with normal text. lengthy article. Anyway, it's up on Bloomberg this morning, April 7th, Tiffany Carey writing. You talk about companies. Let's see if I can find the place. Here it is. Here it is again. 47,000 hazardous waste sites fouling U.S. air, land, and water at the end of 2007. Latest EPA figures show states reeling from $196 billion in deficits this year can't handle the cleanup costs. And the federal super fund, here this puts a date on my earlier discussion. It must be in the 1980s or maybe even as late as 81. I don't think it was that late. And the federal super fund created by Congress in 1980 to go after polluters at the worst sites and foot the bill when they couldn't pay fell to about $1.3 billion in 2007 from about $1.5 billion in 1999. But there's a lot in that phrase there where Congress creates the super fund to go against polluters at the worst sites and foot the bill when they can't pay. Excuse me. So people are out there on their computers in their pajamas and they're investing all this stuff, you know. Oh, honey, how are our shares in death doing? Well, they're up today. How's our shares in mayhem doing this morning? Oh, the mayhem is up. Great. How are our shares in illness and sickness and disease doing this morning? Oh, our shares are up. And then they cash out and they take their money and they walk away. And then we the people, supposedly, you know, it doesn't work that way. It's all funny money. But we the people are supposed to float the bill when these thieves come in and soil the nest, rape, rob, and pillage, extract resources, leave behind toxic sludge and so on and so forth. They leave. They've got their money. They go back to Rotterdam or whatever dam they came from. Whatever hole in the ground they slithered out of, they leave us with the cost. And it's not just us, it's the people in Africa, in South America, all over the planet. They're doing it now in China. We were once a developing country, now the Chinese are a developing country. So the Crown and Parliament assembled, and their whores in Washington, D.C., and in New York City, they're all over there now doing the same thing, the Chinese. And it hasn't happened just overnight. It's been coming on them a long time. It's going to happen all over the Asia. Go back and listen to that interview with Thomas Barnett and Michael Vail and Vantage Point last Sunday. Get an idea for the real picture, the bigger picture, the picture that steps beyond the Tea Party. Investors suffer in any bankruptcy. Shareholders, well, let's see. Companies navigating the worst economy in generations say they're strapped too. Lyondell, part of their Rotterdam-based Lyondell Basell Industries AF, became one of 60,837 businesses filing for bankruptcy in the U.S. last year. That's a hell of a testimony, isn't it? Oh, yeah. And recovery's right around the corner, isn't it, Barry? A 40% jump from 2008, according to the American Bankruptcy Institute. We've got an institute for everything in this country, the ABI. Pluralism. Investors suffer. Bankruptcy has an advantage for companies with liabilities. It can clear a firm of legal claims, which companies argue can extend to toxic removal costs. So you come in and you make billions and billions. And then you go bankrupt. And then you walk away and leave the mess. Isn't that handy? Terribly handy, isn't it? Legal fictions that they are corporations. If a company has to pay the billions the U.S. seeks for cleanup, its debt investors can end up getting pennies on the dollar. Dip my handkerchief, honey. Hand me those tissues. If the decision goes the other way, the cost can fall on the taxpayers. It's a no-win situation. We're not talking about irresponsibility. We're not talking about the waste. We're not talking about the hazards. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the profits they took off at the top. You know, a company that's making billions and billions only has to make a 1 or a 2 percentile profit margin to so greatly enrich those at the top that they can afford to take any kind of a risk and run any kind of a Ponzi scheme or any kind of a scam. They still get their money, but they leave somebody else holding the dirty end of the stick. It's a no-win situation, said Evan Flashen, a bankruptcy lawyer at Bracewell & Giuliani, LLP, who isn't involved in cases mentioned in this story. So who cares what he has to say? I guess he's a third-party witness. If the debtor can walk, the toxins keep boiling, often getting worse with time. If the debtor has to pay billions for a cleanup, they might go out of business, losing thousands of jobs. Pick your poison. And there's truth to that statement. But are we going to take on jobs? You know, I was talking with somebody at a local 911, 911 center here yesterday. Hopefully she's listening this morning. But choices have consequences. If you're out of work, you're out of work. We can all accept that. Certain misery and grief in that, sitting on the couch with your wife and your children sitting on the floor trying to figure out how you're going to make the mortgage payment and where the food's going to come from and how you're going to get enough money in the gas tank to be able to go to work in the first place. I can appreciate that. I have empathy with that. But it doesn't mean that you turn around and go to work for the mob. Choices have consequences. A moral people, a moral person, an individual with any kind of a moral upbringing at all, any kind of a compass there, any kind of a sail in the wind, you pass up jobs like that. I could really use the work. And you walk away from the farm or the factory or whatever, you walk away shaking your head, I could really use the job. I really need the money. I hate to tell my wife that I didn't take that job because these people were killing other people to do the thing, blah, 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 blah. And you get home and you tell her the story if you're an honest man. Maybe she'd give you a big hug. She says, I'm proud of you, honey. I'm proud of you. Choices have consequences. Never compromise your principles for a relationship. We'll find another way. Tomorrow's another day. Go job hunting again. We'll find work. You don't have to take those jobs. But if you choose to work for that kind of employments, it's going to weigh on you. There is hell on earth, you know. It resides between your ears. If the debtor can walk, the toxins keep boiling, often getting worse with time. Drops down a little bit further. Money from stone. No one has found a solution. Here's a quote. Congress should have created a priority for this kind of liability, close quote, says Joel Gross. You see the problem, my friends? When a people will not be ruled by God or their creator, when they have no moral standing, then they can't help but be ruled by tyrants. I think Mike Chambers says it right. When we have to reevaluate, we have to reassess, to use the other side's terms, what is the role of government and what is it? What role is it not? But here Congress should have created a priority. See what 50, 60, 70 years of developing this dependency on a mommy state has done to the people of this country? No backbone. No resolve. Where were the people in the community? Oh, I got it. They were working from this whore company. At least $13.2 billion in environmental costs were at stake at the end of February in just four cases in a U.S. bankruptcy court in Lower Manhattan. $13.2 billion in environmental costs at stake at the end of February, which is days ago, in just four cases. Remember, 60,837 businesses filing for bankruptcy in the last year and $13.2 billion environmental costs at stake in just four cases in the U.S. bankruptcy court. Where? In Lower Manhattan. Lyondell, fellow chemical makers, Chemtura Corp., and Tronox Inc. and General Motors Company. $13.2 billion. Who's going to pick up the tab for that? As we add trillions and trillions of federal debt, right, to our children's heritage. These companies, sometimes along with others, are responsible for more than 200 sites polluted during the past century, according to EPA documents. And I can assert that that number is low. The companies say their bankruptcy filings entitled them to steer clear of cleanup costs at sites where a corporate predecessor or a related company did the polluting. So you come into the United States of America, let's say you go to one of these DuPont corporations, places where they made gunpowder for the Civil War or whatever, and they've been sitting there soiling their nest for a long, long time, and they're losing profitability, and you look at the land, and you look at the machinery and the installation, you say, well, you know, that could be, we could retrofit, we could bring that up, we could retrofit that and make something else here. Let's buy this property, honey. And they say, fine, let's buy it. And so they do buy it. And so DuPont takes the walk, and this new guy comes onto the block, and it's going to be Katie bar the door when he figures out what's underground. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we recall the article that we read earlier in regards to the Chambers of Commerce getting involved in funding all of the politics in America to the tune of big bucks. You know, you read it in the local newspaper, you know, your local Chamber of Commerce, they're so excited they're working with the mayor's office. They're going to develop a economic development zone in your area, and they're out busting the brush looking for companies to bring into your town. You know, you got your... your planning commission and everybody there thinking, well, this area would be really nice for industry, but unfortunately we don't have any industry, so they go shopping for industries. And because you don't have any industries yet, maybe you'll just take the first one that comes down the pike, and maybe that's the one that has the toxic pollution. And you're willing to compromise your principles to bring this company into town, into your area on top of your aquifer. just so that it can show a little bit of an increase in your bottom line at a time when tax revenues are way down. Well, they say Congress, here in this article, no one has found a solution. Congress should have created a priority for this kind of liability, said Joel Gross. Well, you know why Congress doesn't create a priority for this kind of a liability, right? Because the Chambres de Commerce and all of the corporations are financing the political whores' campaign committees. Look in the Bible, Matthew 12. Do you think Beelzebub is going to cast out Beelzebub? You think the devil's going to cast out the devil? Guess again, not going to happen. Not in your lifetime, not in mine. So go back to this article again. Nobody wins. Firms in Chapter 11 can't cover environmental claims, may end up liquidating, firing employees and hurting bondholders and other investors, not to mention the planet Earth. And you all know, having listened to this broadcast, that I am no Gaia worshiper here. But for the love of money, do we actually have to destroy our planet in the process? Yeah, you might run on a slimmer margin, but engineering does have solutions out there. You get connected with a good engineering company that has some intelligent people who are not calling in from time to time from India asking for instructions as to how you want this to look or how you work with a local engineer. You know, the same engineers that built America, designed the whole thing. There are engineering solutions, there are architectural engineering solutions, biochemical solutions to some of these problems. Yeah, it's going to increase the cost of the plant facility. But over the life of the plant facility, it'll actually run cleaner, maybe work smarter and be better. But no, they always put out the contracts a low bid, don't they, in America. That's the way we always do it in America. We do the same thing in government. We put the cheapest whores we can find in Congress. The pricier version goes on to the Senate. The U.S. has incentive to make as big a claim as it can. There will be no chance to broaden it later. The numbers may come in far lower. Anyway, we're talking about the company's environmental costs, a barricade to reorganizing. And we're talking about business law here. This is bankruptcy. This is also much on, we started in on a section in business law as to how you form a corporation, why you form a corporation. You form a corporation so you can commit this kind of crime with impunity, the same kind of crimes that Congress commits every day. I don't believe there's a statute of limitation on treason, and I don't know what statute of limitation there might be on murder or planetary murder or environmental damage to this extent. Is there anybody that's in the DuPont family, any place on the planet, that has a penny to their name? Maybe it's time that they surrender that penny, put it towards their environmental cleanup debt. And no, I'm not an environmentalist. I'm a realist. These people have profited, and they've profited wildly over the centuries since the founding of this country, raping this country. Now we're doing it in China. And Vietnam, and Laos, and Malaysia, and in India, and in South America, and in South Africa. Enough's enough. At some point, Lyondell came to a settlement behind closed doors and set aside $250 million to cover all of its environmental costs, according to a March 1 announcement. Is somebody going to have an account of this? They're going to settle all of their, set aside $250 million to cover all of its environmental costs. Somebody has set aside a ledger sheet here. The EPA had been trying to get it to pay $5 billion. Any wonder why they came to a settlement behind closed doors? They settled out for $250 million. The EPA said it estimated to be $5 billion to clean up their mess. It's just not enough, says Spolstra, who heads the environmental group. I've got no sympathy here either. Kalamazoo River Watershed Council. You got to deal with these watershed councils enough around here as well. It's just 6-1. It's the obverse and the reverse of these issues. Controlled opposition groups. He says there's a chance you'll never see the PCBs cleaned up. PCBs, right? and that the toxins in the river and its banks will seep through groundwater into the local aquifer. There's truth to that. Some of the crap that they put into gasoline, it goes down into the aquifers and it never comes out until it comes into your tap, even out in the country. Some of these CAFOs, these controlled animal feeding operations, same sort of a deal. All this hot chemical feed they feed the chickens and the turkeys so that everybody can have their butterball on time as they become butterballs themselves. He says there will be a chance he'll never see the PCBs cleaned up and the toxins in the river and its banks will seep through the groundwater into the local aquifer. PCBs banned by the EPA since 1976 have been found to cause cancer in animal studies and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of that. There's truth to it. Kalamazoo emerged as an environmental flashpoint for more than half a century ago. In 1953, the Life magazine published 4 acres of carp courses on the Kalamazoo. 4 acres of dead carp, you know. And now we got these giant carp swimming up the Mississippi River. Well, I guess what goes around comes around. The Creator has a design for everything. But then he concludes his little part here. There's a cost to human health. There is a cost to human health. An ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. Proper prior planning prevents poor performance. The 5 P's. The EPA singled out Lyondell to shoulder much of the cleanup cost after finding that a predecessor to its Millennium Holdings LLC unit dumped the PCBs from a paper recycling business. Millennium and Georgia Pacific LLC signed a consent order with the EPA agreeing to restore a portion of the river. You see how it gets to be almost multi-generational, where one corporation comes in and buys up from another, then they have a holding company that comes in and takes over that, then another one comes in and they buy up that, and these legal fictions just continue to masquerade and masquerade, and before you know it, they've withdrawn all of the capital back to Rotterdam or whatever other dam they live in. Kalamazoo was Celery City, you imagine? Little Exeter here in Missouri is called a tree city. You know, they got into bed with these World Wildlife Fund people. Anyway, Kalamazoo City was Celery City, Spolstra said. Then it was Paper City. I don't know what we are today. The poster child for PCBs, he writes. Daniel Estee, a professional of environmental law at Yale University, who advised President, you wouldn't call him that, Barry the Usurper, campaign on environmental issues, says some companies may file for bankruptcy to avoid cleanup. W.R. Grace and Company, the Columbia, Maryland-based specialty chemicals and construction company, filed for bankruptcy in 2001. W.R. Grace. Wouldn't be any nice of Malta hiding in that closet, would there? Said its 2009 reorganization plan that a fight over the size of asbestos liabilities delayed its efforts to reorganize. There's a lot more to this article, and we're running out of time. I suggest you go up and take a look at it. It's on Bloomberg.com today. Title of the article, again, is Lyondell Leaves Kalamazoo Poisoned as Bankruptcies Mark Cleanups.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your C panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, C-Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.